Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
Welcome once again to Moments of Inspiration. We want this program and the biblical message to bless you in a way to bring the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. Your soul is of great value to Jesus. He came to earth to provide the hope we have in living eternally with Him. We present the Word of God to help others know our Lord Jesus.
Shackled by a heavy burden, 'neath a load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. Touched me, oh, He touched me, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something wonderful happened, and now I know He touched me and at this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, well, I will never cease, I'll never cease to praise Him.
To praise Him,
I'll shout it while eternity rolls.
He touched me,
oh, He touched me, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me.
Many years ago now, a close neighbor of mine experienced a fire in their home. Temporarily, they were displaced from the home due to the fire. When I visited with them, I asked how things were progressing, and the news was that the contractor and the insurance folks were working things out so that soon they could get to rebuilding and repairing. At the time, the house had been emptied of things they could save, and the mess had been cleaned up. That conversation reminds me of the experience when a fire happened in our church's fellowship building some years ago. A big transformation took place in the first 2 weeks. The initial cleanup took place, and then the serious business of tearing out all of the fire and smoke damage began. Every day, the workers made a striking change in the looks of the inside. Getting ready to have the new materials brought in happened rather quickly. Putting it back together took much, much longer. My neighbor had the same experience. Remembering all this reminded me of what the Lord does to our spirits. We are all damaged by sin. When we seek the salvation that comes through Christ's gospel call, there begins a transformation within us. The cleanup takes place. The old is discarded and trashed. Our spirits are then made ready for the new look. Just like with the remodeling project of the building, the renewing of our minds may not take very long to strip away the ruined parts, but the finished product takes longer to produce. When the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians who lived in the city of Rome, he wrote about this transformation and that it takes place when God's truth and His will enters into our hearts and minds. He made certain that no one would misunderstand that as followers of Jesus, we have been called to live a new life. We can no longer live in the same sinful manner as we did before we obeyed the gospel of Jesus. From Romans chapter 6, we read, "We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? We were buried with Jesus through baptism into death in order that, just as He was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Count yourselves dead to sin," he wrote, "but alive to God in Christ Jesus." In this description, we find the renewal process taking place through the obedience to God's commands. At our baptism into Christ, the removal of past sins and the beginning of a new life takes place. Our coming to faith, followed by our repentance, begins the cleaning up of the soul. Our spirit is made ready to begin the transformation. In the 12th chapter of that same letter, the apostle makes this earnest plea with these disciples. "I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." The renewal of the mind is at the core of this recreation of our spirits. The old stuff that has been ruined, damaged, and defiled by the pollution of the world must be removed. Like that old man of sin being buried with the Lord in baptism, that part dies. We put to death the old corrupted ways of sin, and then the Spirit is made ready to have the brand new place created, a whole new person. The renewal takes place through the working of the Lord within our heart, soul, mind, and body. That first commandment, the foremost of all, is that we love the Lord with our whole being. Such a determination and disposition opens up every part of our being to God. He then begins the building process. He takes our old life and He molds it into a likeness of His Son, Jesus. We discover that our attitudes change, our priorities are different as well. as our activities are. The new life begins, taking shape as the spiritual man is clothed in righteousness. Blessings are given to others in the place of a cursing. Humility replaces a haughty spirit. Selfishness loses its hold on the heart, and the servant nature of Jesus begins to take shape within us. Now, I must ask every listener, if this renewal is happening in you, the invitation of the gospel of Jesus Christ is in reality the rebuilding of our lives. We are purged and cleansed, making ready for the new person to emerge out of the ashes. With it comes a new life and a new hope. If you have never taken the steps to begin life anew in Jesus Christ, why not do so today? And if you need help today in the renewal of your mind, we are praying that our ministries will help you. May His blessings come into your life today.
We place you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We place you high above all else, all else, and we come to you and worship at your feet. We place you,
we place you
on the highest place.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.